Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Fran, assistant editor for Search Storage UK. I'm here with Anthony Adshead, our UK bureau chief. He'll be talking about what you need to know about Hyper-V backup. Hi, Anthony. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Fran.
All right. First off, what are the basics of Hyper-V backup?
Well, let's start off with the basic facts of virtual server backup. And here, first of all, we come up against the laws of physics. Namely, if you start backing up numerous virtual servers in one physical box, you're going to ramp up I/O demands to very high levels. For that reason, many people choose to back up at the Hyper-V host level rather than backing up individual virtual servers. It might have made sense in a physical server environment to back up with one agent per server, but it's a crude way of approaching virtual server backup. The Hyper-V host, which aggregates a number of virtual machines, is an obvious place to consider backing up. The difficulty is that many virtual machines being managed by the hypervisor are going to be active simultaneously, so you need a way to stop them while you carry out the backup. To do this, Microsoft has an inbuilt schema called Volume Shadow Copy Services, otherwise known as VSS. This stops the virtual machine temporarily while a snapshot of its state is taken, and this stopping is known as quiescing or quiescence. VSS as a schema has three components, a requester, a provider, and a writer. The requester is the application that requests snapshots, namely the backup app for our purposes in this case. The provider is the thing that affects the writing of the snapshot, which in a smaller implementation would be the Windows OS, but in a larger environment would be the storage array. The writer, finally, is part of the application that is being quiesced when it's time to take the snapshot. It could be an individual application like SQL Server, or it would be the Hyper-V host itself in a host backup scenario. VSS is a crucial element of Hyper-V backup, so when you're looking for a backup app for such an environment, make sure it works with VSS. Another desirable feature in Hyper-V backup is the ability to do incremental forever backups, and the reason for this goes back to the physics of the whole thing. Full backups just aren't an attractive option in an environment where there are multiple virtual servers in one physical box.
Okay, moving on to what are the main things you need to get right in Hyper-V backup?
Well, we've talked about some of the basics of Hyper-V backup, but obviously it's nowhere near the whole picture. There are a few key things to get right to avoid problems, and you might even want to consider backing up at the VM level, despite what I've already said here about backing up at the host. First off, though, a few things to watch out for when backing up in Hyper-V. VSS needs disk space to work, a minimum of 300 gigabytes on each virtual hard disk. This space is used to write the quiesced data to, and it's from where the backup app copies it. Without that space, the backup's going to fail. Hyper-V also has a number of integration components that handle timekeeping, quiescence, data exchange between guest and host, etc., and these need to be correct on all your VMs or backups will fail or be inconsistent. Being up to date with Microsoft patches goes a long way to making sure integration component issues don't arise. Now let's go back to the issue of whether to back up at the host or individual VM level. And while there are lots of good reasons to back up at the Hyper-V host level, namely server resource efficiency and possibly license costs, there can be circumstances where you want to back up at the VM level. Just as a side note here, in Hyper-V, the almost equivalent terms to host and VM are parent and child partition. So, for example, in cases where restoring an entire hypervisor would prove too cumbersome or time-consuming, you might want to consider backing up only the child partition. Of course, you want to avoid the potential resource bottleneck issues, so you could, for example, choose to back up the entire hypervisor, but also back up some key VMs that often need restores. Note that if you do opt to back up child partitions, you'll need to recreate the VM before restoring data, as the child partition doesn't back up the VM settings. Finally, a word about selecting a backup provider for Hyper-V. Apart from VSS compatibility and ability to do incremental forever backups, you should also ask about granularity of restores. When using, for example, Windows Server Backup in Server 2008, you can only restore entire volumes, i.e. full hosts, not individual VMs. That's also going to be the case with some third-party backup products too. Also, if you're going to want restoration of individual files within a VM, check this is possible when evaluating backup products. It's not universally available.
Great. And that leads us to the end of this podcast. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Fran.
And for more information on backing up in Hyper-V, check out our site, searchstorage.co.uk.